pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Thank you, Scott and Chris. Hello, it's Adele with you on BBC Radio 1 all the way through till 7. Okay, we've got news. We've heard from Greg and we're going to hear from him next. But first, let's get your show started with Years and Years and this from Dua Lipa. This is IDGAF.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Radio 1. You call me all friendly, telling me...
Mist and Game Changer on Radio 1.
Radio 1's Greg Athlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Not going to lie, mixed feelings for me right now. Adele with you, hello, through till 7. And usually, at this point of the show, I am waiting eagerly for my man, Greg James, to come to me. And he's in the studio right now. He's been here for most of the day. Day 4 of Greg Athlon has been bittersweet. Greg has been fully dressed all day, ready to get back out there, but weather is happening and it's pretty horrible out there. We can't even go to the shop at the moment. We can't really leave the building where we are because it's too dangerous. We've managed to get the mobile studio to this hotel where we are and Greg is still here. And I was hoping that Greg would be sent off out back on his bike, but Greg is still here. So while I'm happy to see you, I don't want to be seeing you. So do we have any sort of update from the team on what's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't want to be here either. I should just clarify, you said I'm fully dressed. I'm in my cycling gear.
Yeah.
So it's been a really frustrating day today and we've been in and out of meetings and discussing everything and talking to experts and working out how to get to Fort William, work out how safe it is to climb Ben Nevis, obviously the weather and everything, the red warnings, like there's never been a red warning issued in Scotland ever.
Really?
Which has been sort of like a potential loss of life type of thing. It's incredibly dangerous. And a few minutes ago, we just came out of a really, really long meeting, which basically, the upshot of the meeting is that we can't continue this challenge.
Really?
At the moment.
Okay.
So,
what? So,
yeah,
that's it for today.
That is it for today, but also that is it for that is it for the challenge for this week.
Oh, Greg, I'm
and
sorry.
And that means that we can't.
We can, sorry, I just,
we can't continue to Ben Nevis.
Can we have a round of applause for Greg, please? I'm sorry. I don't know how much you wanted this.
So
proud. Wow. Okay.
I can't even I don't know really. I don't really know how to
Well, we need to keep you safe. We need to keep you safe, yeah. and I hope you don't mind me saying, but the listeners, I mean, they're texting in right now. They've been very worried about you. They are in this weather as well.
I tried so much and I was going to the meetings going like, we've got to somehow, can we get there? Get me to that mountain. And can we get up it? And we've just tried so many different ways and there's just there's a lot of people to think about and it's a safety thing. And these challenges are supposed to be really tough and they are really tough. It's been a really tough week for everybody. Yeah. But as it stands now, we literally can't leave here. We can't get there.
I know how much you want this. And can I just say, you have not let anybody down. You have done us so proud and I can see how, you know, this is affecting you right now. So maybe I can bring Hannah in at this point. Hannah, you're part of the team that's been looking after Greg,
Limelight. I've been pestering Hannah all day. So yeah. Hannah's the event director.
Right, okay.
So the big cheese.
Is it your fault, Hannah? I'm joking.
There's nobody to blame in this at all. Like, this is totally unprecedented weather. And I'm trying to get my head around the fact that we can't get out onto those bikes and just bloody do the thing, but it's just too much.
Is this your
much.
Call, Hannah? Is this you that's had to step in and go, hang on, this is too much?
Yeah, so all day we've been in and out of meetings. We've been consulting with all the authorities that are in the know, Police Scotland, following weather updates across the whole day. Last night we planned a reroute to try and avoid areas which were looking dangerous for weather, and revisiting them today They're not passable. They're not safe on a bike, and they're also not safe for the support team to drive.
Understand. Yeah. So is it, are we kind of behind the weather in a way then? So if we were maybe on the other side of it, then it might be a different story, but it's just that what we're going into is just really, really dangerous.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily what we're going into, what we're already in.
Yeah.
So we can't start. And although Fort William looks clear at the moment, we can't get there because we've got to go through worse weather to get there. And it's just not safe to travel.
Well, I'm glad you kept him here because we don't want anything to happen to him.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, obviously, you start a challenge and you train for months and you talk about it endlessly and you get the whole listeners behind you and you get the whole station and all the DJs sort of breaking their backs talking about it and everything, and you just come up against something that sometimes you just got to go, can't do it.
You're more important, Greg. Do you mind if I play a song? Let's play a song.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk more. But please send Greg some love. I feel like he needs to know that you've not let him down. Can I just say, I am in awe of you. And this week, I was there watching Greg Athlon 2016, but this one, and being inside it and feeling it and know what you've got to go out to every single day, feeling the cold, seeing those mountains, you have made me so, I'm so proud to call you my friend. You're incredible.
Thanks.
All right, so I'm going to play a song because I'm going to cry now. And please text Greg some love, 81199. Snake Hips and All My Friends on BBC Radio 1, and I think that's a very apt song to be playing right now because that, to me, is what you are to Greg. Thank you to every single listener of this show.
Radio 1's Greg Athlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
It's been my absolute pleasure to hang out with the listeners of this show, and I hope Greg doesn't mind me saying, I feel like that is why radio is so special to you, because these are your mates. Like, these are the people that you have a laugh with every day. You look forward to seeing them every day.
They're fun, aren't they?
I feel like, you know, when you were cycling along and they were texting in and tweeting in and it was coming up on the phone on your bike. I don't know, I just could feel that when you came in through the door, you felt home. You felt like the studio is where you should be be chatting to your listeners.
I'm my happiest. Oh my God.
Okay, all right.
I'm my happiest when I'm on the radio, for sure.
Yeah.
And the weeks like this just make it so really, so special to get to do such stupid things like this. Like, it's a really stupid thing to do, really. But it's a really special thing. You don't get this anywhere else. You don't. It's a brilliant family of people who sort of take the mick out of each other when the time's right, look after each other, like, introduce people to new music and new things, and just like, it's just, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
So everyone's just brilliant. And
for anybody who's
there's
just
so
tuned
much going
in
through my head. It's been such a horrible day. It's just been a really horrible day. I've never felt more gutted about anything because we just worked so hard, all of us, on it. But I've just been sitting with Dad for a little bit, just chatting it all through. And there's so many things. Like, first of all, I want to say I'm going to come back and do that mountain whenever we can do it, in a week, 2 weeks, whatever.
I know you, Greg
Jones.
I'm going
to come back and do. I've got to do Ben Nevis. I've got to now. And I was looking back at the challenge, and I've already done 200 miles on that bike in the snow, and that's why I'm just so annoyed, because I just wanted to keep going. And we've done two peaks, so we did Snowdon and Scafell Pike, 200 miles on that bike as well. I just want to come back and do it again. So that's the first thing. But also, it's sort of, as the week went on, and today went on, particularly yesterday and last night, and with Scott and Chris a minute ago on their show, I realised that it's sort of turned into something much bigger than a bike ride and a couple of mountains. It's just turned into this incredible outpouring of our listeners, just like putting the fun stuff on hold just for a little bit, because we all love to just mess around. That's literally why we do our jobs, because we love doing stupid stuff every single day. But every now and then it's great just to take a pause and do something slightly different. And it's been so incredible to see people just feeling like they're allowed to just pop up and go, oh yeah, you're talking about me. These are the issues that I have faced, or my mum, or my sister, or my little teenage son or daughter. They're going to school and they're the subject of cyberbullying or bullies or whatever it might be, and that people are now talking about it a bit more. So really, I don't want to say it's job done, because there's so much more we can do, and this is just the beginning. But in terms of making a fuss and going, look, here's an idiot doing something stupid, but behind it is something really important that we can all just talk about and simplify a little bit as well and destigmatize.
Well, if you've just joined us, it's 4:22 on day four of what should have been Greg Athlon. It's on hold for now. It's been called off due to the really bad weather and the red alert weather. But what I think is wonderful is that the listeners are still donating, Greg. Not only are they sending you messages of support, we'd still like to donate. So can we do this?
Please do.
All right, okay, all right. I'm going to get my phone in a second and do this very
thing. What I mean. I just think it's more than the bike ride now. Because
We started this now.
We've got people's attention and we're talking about these things really openly, and the DJs this week, the rest of them have just been so, I don't know, impressed sounds patronising. I don't mean that. I mean I've just been completely in awe of how everyone's dealt with it and done it in their own way and talked about it, because that's it. There's no one way of talking about mental health issues. There's so many different ways, and I think that's been reflected by everyone on Radio 1 this week. So let's just keep it going, because it was always supposed to be 5 days of nonsense and then the conversation keeps going. And it's like a sustainable thing that you can change how people are taught about it in school and how people are supported in, you know, so groups and whatever it might be, or sessions, to whatever it might, you know, where all the money goes from Sport Relief. So your fiver will change lives and save lives as well. It'll give people hope to come out of the darkness and just go, I can deal with this because I've got some people around me.
Yeah. It's Radio 1 family, it's our listeners and it's our DJs and it's our Greg. And if you'd like to show your support and make a donation now, because we can still do this, the number is still working. If you can spare fiver, please text the word Greg to 70205. Your text will cost £5 plus your standard network message charge, and 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You must be 16 or over, and please ask the bill payer's permission. For full terms, more information, or to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk. I'm going to go and play another song, and I'm going to do that right now. But if you could do it, it would mean the world. I feel like we should get another total while the show's on, Greg, just to show you how much our listeners appreciate what you've been doing this week.
That would be amazing. And I know you've got when's the news? Oh, we've got a bit of time.
Yeah.
They can wait.
Okay.
but it's just quickly, weirdly, it suddenly hit me when I was talking to Dad about, like, what's happened with this challenge is sort of a brilliant metaphor for what we're talking about with, like, life.
Without a doubt.
Life throws you stuff all the time, and it can be great stuff and it can be terrible stuff. And sometimes you don't know how to deal with it, and sometimes the rug is pulled from beneath your feet. And that's what's happened today. Yep. We were all expecting to be at Ben Nevis tomorrow, whatever, but it's suddenly gone. And you've got to rely on the people around you. And that is the metaphor I'm trying to get across here, is that that's what mental health issues are all about. You have to have a support network, because I've got some amazing people around me here, you and the team and my family and my friends and everything, and I'm just falling back into that now and just going, help, I need some help right now.
Well, we are here for you.
And that's what we can do. So please, if you agree with all that stuff, then send a text, send Greg to 70205. Greg to 70205 to give £5. That would mean so much.
The Weekend on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
At 10.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
Jordan North.
I will never, ever get bored of this song.
Boom. Maya Jammer.
Bang in June. Play that one again.
Take that. Rewind it back.
From one.
Hey, I'm Molly King.
Hi, Molly.
Matt Edmondson and Molly King.
I'm going to be on Radio 1 for the next month every Saturday.
Anything else?
Oh, Matt's here too.
Thank you.
It's the Weekend
on BBC Radio 1.
One!
One. More severe weather is moving in.
Newsbeat.
South Wales and the southwest of England are being warned of more bad weather on the way. Storm Emma is closing in, set to bring high winds and more snow. There's a red weather alert in place, meaning there is a danger to life. Here's BBC forecaster Owain Wynne-Evans.
I've only ever seen a couple of red warnings. This particular warning is affecting parts of southeast Wales, sort of Cardiff, Newport, up through the southeast Wales valleys.
We've been hearing from Sam, who's a lifeboat engineer in South Devon.
We've got a blizzard just hit the harbour at the moment, so there's like the powdery snow is forcing itself into your face. Your hands get cold real quick. You wouldn't want to be in the water today.
The north of the UK is also still being battered by atrocious weather. Roads, railways and airports have all been badly affected around the country. Hundreds of schools were closed again today. And this also means that Radio 1's Greg James's Sport Relief Challenge has had to be called off for now. He was due to cycle to Fort William, ready to climb Ben Nevis tomorrow, but he snowed in and experts say it's not safe to carry on right now.
Newsbeat.
Other news, offenders caught with a knife or acid could face tougher sentences in England. And
even a legend can't control the weather. That one made me smile.
I mean, mum's happy.
I can imagine.
She's really relieved because she's not been able to sleep much. In fact, all my friends and family and stuff have been a bit...
Seeing your mum on Tuesday with tears in her eyes when we had to send you off from, I think it was Daresbury, wasn't it, when you had to set off on that massive cycle. I couldn't deal with that. That made me cry nearly when I saw you later on that day and that feeling the cold and just thinking that I was a part of this, that we were sending you out there to do this challenge. And Greg, you've gone above and beyond. I promise you, you have started this conversation on mental health. And we're there now, and we're going to keep it going, and we're going to keep donating.
I hope so. I think that would be an amazing... If the legacy of this week from all of us was that, then that's incredible.
Well, really. I did promise to do the tech, so here we go. So if anyone's listening wants to donate a fiver like me, do you know what? I'm going to give up Wet Wicks and Chill for you for a month. Because that's more than a fiver. All right, so I'm going to do that. Everybody who'd like to give up Wet Wicks and Chill for Greg, text the word Greg.
I'm so tired, by the way. It took me ages to work out what it is.
We can't advertise at the BBC.
No.
Okay, so text the word Greg to 70205 to donate a fiver in his honour. There we go.
Oh, shall I do one as well?
Well, if you can, if you don't mind.
I'll do one.
We actually have BBC weather presenter here, Sarah Keith Lucas. Hello, Sarah.
Hi there, Adele.
Hi. I just want to say thank you for being here to support our Greg and just tell him the truth of what that weather's like, please.
Oh, well, Greg, commiserations on having the Gregathon on hold for now, but you're certainly battling some of the worst wintry weather we've seen in at least 5 years. So the beast from the east is really going nowhere in a hurry. In fact, today could have been the coldest March day on record ever across some parts of the country. We've had 25 centimetres of snow in parts of the country and really strong winds too, so blizzard conditions likely for many of us. There's been two red warnings out there. We've still got a red warning in force further south across parts of Wales and southwest England.
Here for you, Scott and Chris. Hey.
Hey.
Hello from HQ.
Hey.
Oh,
Greg. I sound so miserable.
I'm so tired.
It's fine.
Can I just say, Sarah, that was the most intricate weather forecast that's ever been on Radio 1. We don't really do the weather.
Oh, well, you know it's serious out there when...
Right. Listen, Greg, listen to me. Right, I know... You know that this isn't your fault, right?
No, I do know. Yes,
right, because it's the weather, right? Because I've just been listening for the last, whatever, 40 minutes. Mm. And because I know you well, I can hear that you're like, oh, well, but actually, I know you are really upset. But I don't want you to be sad. And we do need you back at Radio 1 Alive. Because your show's quite good.
Yeah, it's quite good.
And also, like, I just want to say, the total is something you should have huge pride in. And also, like, our listeners speaking so honestly about mental health, something that is so scary for young people to talk about, but is getting increasingly less so. I don't know whether you heard that email from the girl Georgia that I read out earlier on my show.
It was incredible. We've been getting so many of those, and it's really overwhelming. Isn't it?
So if you didn't hear it, Georgia was suffering from huge anxiety from the age of about 12, 13. Did her GCSEs, got through that. The doctors were saying, you know, or maybe just change your diet, but it wasn't that, and that, like, they couldn't put their finger on what it was. Then she got to 19, she's feeling a lot better now, she's 20 on Sunday, but she says just hearing on such a massive radio station that she listens to all the time, things like the Gregathlon and also the Duke and Duchess coming on last year, it's making more of a difference than you could ever No, and like, let me just read, after we got the message from Georgia, I sent you this on text earlier, Greg, I think. Here's another one. Thank you so much, Radio 1, for doing this. My beautiful daughter is trying her best to study for her GCSEs right now, having been diagnosed with severe anxiety and depression a year ago after a dreadful period of bullying and cyberbullying. I hope she will continue her studies with our support, as I know she has a very bright future ahead of her. I have donated every single day to Greg, and so has she. And I think Radio 1 is doing an amazing job at normalising talking about mental health issues. Keep it up. And that's it just says from a proud mum in Essex.
But how cool is that, Greg?
It's the coolest thing. It is the coolest thing, because it's not any more a bike ride and climbing some mountains. It's bigger than that, isn't it?
And yeah, totally.
I love that people are talking about it, just like they would talk about, you know, having a cold or something. Yeah.
But you've got to remember, Greg, that you were doing this challenge for two reasons, right? It was to raise money, and that was, you know, the most important thing, and it was also to raise awareness of mental health, especially amongst young people. And that still goes on. That still continues. The donations keep coming in. The conversations keep on happening.
Yeah, and I'd love it to keep happening. I think it's been a remarkable week, and thank you too very, very much. Sorry, my brain's slowing down.
No, we understand.
But thank you. It's been really amazing to talk to you every day at the side of the road in various lay-bys and stuff like that. And it's been quite an adventure.
I know that you'll be seeing some of the messages from listeners who are gutted for you right now. And some people are like listening with tears in their eyes in their car. But I think it's not about, you know, whether you finished it, because that was just wasn't possible. It's that... In the first instance, you had such determination against all odds to get that done, and you could hear it and you could see it in all the videos. And to even start something so ridiculous means that you haven't failed. And I know you'll go back and do that mountain, but I'm just crushed for you because I know how desperately you wanted that. But let me just leave you with this before we give out the number again. And also, could anyone just get their phone out now, please? Because
I'm doing it too.
Right, let's all get a phone out.
Everyone in the studio.
If everyone did it now, if everyone did it now, the next time Greg James hears that total, he will be absolutely blown away by it. Like, you won't. Probably he'll cry.
It's a team effort, this.
And because it's been a slight emotional roller coaster today for him, as it is.
I mean, I've been on the edge all day. David earlier and he made me cry.
I know. I know. You listened to the. What was it? Never Giving Up on You.
And he made him cry. Though, after you read the email.
Yeah, weirdly like, emotional, that, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it is when you're as tired as Greg. Even a Cigala song can make you cry. So let's get.
We've got our phones. Let's go.
Right, let's get the total up. Come on. If you want to show Greg your support, and what he's done is a brilliant, awesome thing. This is straight to Sport Relief. All of it goes there. 100% of your five hard-earned pounds. Just text the word Greg to 70205. Please, if you can afford it, put that in your phone now. It's going to cost you a fiver, plus your network charge. All of that money will go to Sport Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. I'll leave you with this. Tammy says... I have never felt so proud of someone I've never met before. Isn't that great?
Thank you very much, Scott and Chris.
Thank you, Tammy.
Love you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Tammy.
Amazing.
Everyone get your phone out now, please. Just one text, please, Greg, to 70205. I want him to be astounded by the next time we read that total out.
Thank you, Scott and Chris. Let's do this. Greg to 70205.